seventh parak of Brachos Mishnah Dalit. Shloisha she'ochlu ke'echad einon rashoyim lechalek v'chein albo v'chein chamisha. We are continuing the parak which is discussing the halachas of zimun. If there are three people that ate together, they are required to make this zimun. So they should not separate and venture independently. They should, when they finish together, they should make the zimun. This is talking about in the case where they started together or they finished together. If they didn't start together, in other words, two of them started together and then a third one came in the middle and he wants to end earlier, one of them one. Other ones want to end early, they're not mostly. But if they either start or end it together, then they should try to make the zimun together. Not only that, but if there are even four or five of them, then all of them should wait for one another, so they should make one big zimun, because they can't split up into two groups. But shish and echlokim, if you have six, then they can split into two, because you can have two groups of three and three. They're not required to split, but they can split. And this is Adar Sar. Once they have six, they can split into two groups, as long as each group has three people, it's up to ten. Asara ain't echlokim. If you have ten, they can't split up into two groups of five, because once you say Asara, we say Elokeinu, and they're going to lose out to Elokeinu. Actually, Esher. Once they have 20, then they can split up into two groups.